Welcome to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt. Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. This is called Second Date Update. You've been out with somebody, you hit it off, things are going swimmingly, and you think this could be it, but then you get ghosted. You get left behind.
So sad.
It is sad.
People are so mean.
But then when that happens and you don't hear back from the other person, you come here to our show, Krista, and we try to help you out.
Yes, we do.
And that's what we're going to do for Mike this morning. Mike, what's going on?
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Sure.
Nice guy, Mike.
I don't know what's going on. I met a girl online named Caitlin. We went out last weekend. We saw Guardians of the Galaxy. She's super cool, like nerdy chick. And we just had so much in common. Like, we watched the movie, which, you know, I know it's kind of a dumb first date because you're not talking much, but like afterwards we went out for coffee and we just talked about it for hours, and like she knew nerdy things that were beyond things that I knew. Like, she is so amazing and smart and beautiful, and I didn't do anything, you know, aggressive, like go for a kiss. I didn't get clear signs. I could tell that she definitely seemed like she wanted to go out with me again.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to push it and, you know, be too forward. But then, like, Monday, I texted her and just said, hey, thanks again for the weekend. And, like, nothing, not even a, yeah, it was fun. You know, I'm playing it, like, so, you know, I'm just trying to be cool. But
right.
She's just not even responding to, you know, friendly or, you know, silly texts. And, you know, she would retweet stuff that I would tweet, and now nothing. It's like she's, and I can see that she's active online, you know, just doing stuff, but not responding to me. So
yeah.
I don't know what I did wrong. I thought we hit it off.
Yeah. Aww. So you went out, you saw a great movie, you had good conversation. When you guys, out of curiosity, went out after the movie, did you get a good night? You said you didn't get a good night kiss, but did you get a good vibe from her, or was it like,
I got a great vibe. We gave each other a hug, and I'm probably overanalyzing everything, but it was one of those things, like, before we stopped hugging, we were kind of still talking, you know, like, faces really close, like she wasn't letting me go, and I probably should have gone in for a kiss.
Oh,
yeah.
But I didn't want to, you know, press it and
sure. Come off like a creeper.
Yeah, she was laughing, and I got a really good vibe at the end.
All right. Well, I mean, that is weird, because usually when you're getting those kinds of signals, the other person likes you.
Yeah.
Is there anything during the date you can think of, Mike, where you're like, maybe we shouldn't have talked about politics, or we shared too much about my family, or anything?
Aside from the fact that she liked the Thor movies a lot more than I did, we stayed away from anything really, you know, we stayed away from politics and religion.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's
good.
A smart thing. Well, Mike, don't say anything. We're going to call Caitlin right now to see if we can't figure this thing out, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Second date update.
Hello.
Hey, is this Caitlin?
This is she.
Hey, Caitlin. How are you?
Hi. I am well. How are you? Who are
who
you?
Who is this?
How can I help you?
I love it. I always love doing it. This is actually Marco and Krista. We are live on 93.1 Jams right now, Caitlin. It's crazy.
Right now.
What?
Yeah.
What's happening?
Hey, girl.
We are doing a segment called Second Date Update, Caitlin. This is where you've been out with somebody, and they think that it's probably one of the better dates they've ever been on in their life. But for whatever reason, you are not getting back in touch with them. And that person today is Mike. You went on a date with Mike.
I did.
Well, yes or no?
No, I did go on a date with him.
Yeah.
Just the one. And I mean, he's a cool dude. It's just I think I'm a little out of his league.
Oh, like he's too good for you?
No, you said you're out of his league.
I'm out of his league.
You're out of his league.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Wow.
Okay.
Well, that's some good confidence you
have. Yeah, no, that's awesome. What exactly does that mean?
I've worked pretty hard to get where I am today, and I'm I'm in like a really good place in my life, and I met Mike, and we did have a great time. We went to go see Guardians of the Galaxy, which was cool. He was really excited that I wanted to see that movie. I'm like, how could you not want to see that movie?
Right.
Then we went out for drinks at the High Noon Saloon bar, and we were having a great time. I thought that things were going to be pretty good with this guy. The deal breaker was afterwards. The next morning I went to work. I work for a car dealership, car dealership here in Madison, and I'm the finance manager. So as the finance manager, I can run people's credit, and that's kind of like my first check when I go on dates with dudes, is to see, where they are on the spectrum of, their scores. And this dude pulled a 550. He got a 550. Uh-huh. I am sorry. I do not touch anything below 750.
Get much with that.
No. I mean, low credit score and low grade. I just can't. I want a house in my future, like maybe even a vacation home and a boat, and a 550 is not going to get you any of those.
Okay, hang on a second. Hold on. I like all that. Actually pulled the dude's credit, or was he just in the system? Because, I mean, you pull the credit, they're going to, I mean, he'll be able to see that.
No, well, I actually have a way that I can do it, and then I've got a friend who can undo it, sort of. It's saying it out loud, it sounds a little shady, but I'm just trying to protect myself, I've been burned before, I've had dudes who I've ended up supporting, and, this guy took off on me and left me with thousands of dollars of debt that he, put under my name, because we were living together. I trusted him with my finances, and I'm just not going to do that again. So okay. I'm looking out for myself, I'm looking out for number one, and this is not something that I'm given a go to.
Yeah,
it sounds super shady, Caitlin.
Oh, here we go.
It's like I'm on the line.
It's not just kind of
shady. It's super shady. Criminal shady.
I got to tell you, Caitlin.
Dude, it's criminal. Your credit score
is a 550.
Criminal. You're listening in on my conversation.
Well, we actually invited Mike in because he couldn't get in touch with it. That was our thing. He's been on the phone.
He got a hold of us.
You are so shallow. Oh my! Like, who cares about my credit score?
Care about your credit score.
Well, because you're shallow.
You should care about your credit score.
Okay,
she's going to school
so
him.
I just don't do the things that people.
Do you not have an apartment? Do you not have a car? Do you not have a credit card? How do you even have
a credit card? No, I don't have a credit card. I use a debit card, and I make sure, and that's probably not building my credit, and I don't do store credit cards or gas station credit cards, so I'm not doing the things that people do to artificially inflate their credit. Like, who cares?
That's the way the world works, man. You got to have good credit to do anything.
All right.
That's not my rules.
Well, he said he liked her for her intelligence.
Well, boy, that backfired. Mm-hmm. all right, so, and I'm sure it's not illegal to look at somebody's credit score, so I don't think there's anything that happened there. But I mean, it is.
It's a little shady.
It's shady to look up some.
It's more than a little shady. It's a lot shady.
Yeah.
I'm shallow. I'm real shallow.
Yeah.
What do you, Caitlin? What if your soulmate just has not good credit? I always hate to see people say I don't do anything with guys under, 750 score or under 5'9" because when you start halving the population of people that you can go out with, you may find yourself out there with nobody.
The perfect man for me, and he's got to have at least a 600. I can't.
Maybe you can help her.
On the low bar. If I love him, if I think I could spend the rest of my life, they still have to have at least a 600.
All right. Well, if we dropped 150 there, because first it was 750, so now we're down to 600.
750 just for dating. He would get a pass if he was my soulmate.
If he was my soulmate.
Which you're never going to find, because you're just running their credit scores first before getting to know who they are versus who their finances are. You call it me immature. You're a sociopath. Just
Oh my. Where did this go to?
That's some harsh credit. That's some harsh words coming from Mr. 550 Credit.
All right. Well, normally what we would do on Second Date Update, Caitlin, if you wanted to try it back out with Mike, if you wanted to go back out on another date, we would offer to pay for everything. And that way you could just maybe get to know him on a different level. But this doesn't sound like it's heading there.
No, I mean, like, I can send some credit card applications his way,
maybe. Oh, my gosh. There's the shade.
Okay. Mike, I'm sorry things didn't work out for you.
Oh, it's a hard pass on my end, too.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. You're going to...
It's you're fired. No, I quit. All right. Sure, Mike.
Oh, yeah. One of those.
Sure, Mike, she said.
Catch Second Date Update Mondays and Thursdays on 93.1 Jams.
My night's not done till you get some.
And now it's time for Bromantic Messages with Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
God, how does a guy like me meet a sweet piece like you?
Probably not by calling women pieces, you ass.
Hey now, baby, stop that.
I'll stop it when you stop being a face.
Speaking of that.
Speaking of what? How are you going to face yourself? Because it's the only way in a million years you'll ever feel pleasure on your tiny smelly dick.
Touche. Nothing to say. Hey, fatty, I just wanted to let you know that your blue hair is stupid and you are also fat.
You. I'm hot as hell.
Oh, yeah, I bet you're fat. So prove it by sending me nudes now.
Has that ever worked? Pissing off women to send you nude pics?
I'm just trying to help by letting you know how gross you are. Peace.
What's wrong with you?
I'm stuck here talking to a fat f*** with no nudes.
Let me make this clear. No.
I swear, if you don't have sex with me, I'm going to lay down on the highway.
Okay, bye.
And that was our presentation of Bromantic Messages with Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
Catch Bromantic Messages every Thursday with Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
Station that sounds like Madtown is 93.1 Jams. We are Marco and Krista. We got our boat bash coming up, and we would love to have you on our boat bash. It's going to be super fun. If you've never been on one of these with us, we'd love to hang out. This is a great thing about being live and local and living here in Madison and working here. We get to hang out with everybody. We actually come to these events. It's not something we just schedule and you guys go and we don't. I mean, it's super awesome.
Right. This is our way to own the summer.
Yes.
It's all about having fun this summer with Marco and Krista, for sure.
So if you want to be on that boat bash, it's super easy. Well, I wouldn't say easy. You're going to have to do a little thing here called Radio Recast, which is where we have taken a movie that is out and everybody or most people have seen. The deal is we recast ourselves as two brand new celebrities. We try to do impersonations and reenact the scene. That's what makes it hard, because we suck at impressions.
Major suckage.
And to make it even worse, we don't know who we're going to be picking, who we're going to be impersonating, because I've picked yours today, Krista.
Yes.
You've picked mine. We do it every time. And we are going to learn all together right now.
So. I think you're just going to nail this today. Yeah. I'm going to lose once again on this streak.
Well, I don't know. I have a big streak going. But
you too.
All right. Here's who you are going to impersonate this morning. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
Hey, hey, hey. It's Fat Albert.
And oh, my. I'm going to
sing a song for you.
You're going to be
that's
fat.
That's not even Fat Albert.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
That's all I could find of
really?
The thing. So you're going to be Fat Albert.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Old. Okay. I got to think old school.
Fat
here.
Albert.
All right.
Just think Fat Albert.
Okay. Great. Right.
And here's who you have picked for me this morning.
Hey, this is Yogi Bear reporting live from Jellystone Park.
Yum.
I'm trying to find a picnic biscuit.
Okay. So I'm going to be Yogi Bear. You're going to be.
Isn't it interesting how both those clips started with hey, hey, hey?
Yeah.
Very. Wow.
See, look at that.
Look at that.
All right. So I will be Yogi Bear. You will be Fat Albert. We are going to be reenacting a scene. Now, if you at home can guess what movie we have recasted ourselves into, we will make you winner of our boat bash tickets. By the way, we always try to play some music to give you a little bit of help because
really? I need help. I need to hear a real at Albert say something. Yeah. All right.
Well, that was our producer. He just got the thing.
Okay.
So I don't know why we couldn't find an actual found Albert. Maybe there's not a lot on YouTube.
Okay.
Okay. So do you want to be the first person?
You can go first.
All right. So I got to hold on. I got to hear Yogi Bear.
Hey, this is Yogi Bear.
Okay. All right. Are you ready?
Ready.
All right. Here we go. What movie are we recasting into? 3210931. What did I tell you? He's special.
I know he's special. I raised him.
Then don't make me leave. Baguera, you gotta let him be what he is.
You don't understand. The boy's in danger.
I know. He told me. He's being hunted by a tiger.
Not any tiger Shere Khan.
Shere Khan's hunting him? Oh.
Oh, jeez.
But if you send him back to the man in the village, they'll ruin him. They'll make a man out of him. We should send him back to the wolf pack. Who's their alpha? Akila? He can protect him. What are you laughing?
Akila is dead.
What?
Yep, there we go. That's it. Oh, my gosh.
When you sounded like you were in pain.
I am in pain.
Good Lord. Let's get to Josh this morning.
Oh, Josh, really?
Hey, Josh.
You really want to do it?
How's it going?
Good. It's a radio recast. We've recasted ourselves into what movie this morning?
I'm going to guess Zootopia.
Is it Zootopia?
Oh, I love that movie, but it's not.
It is not that. Good try.
Yeah. All right.
Yep, you can try back as many times as you want here.
The
sloths to win.
Are the best in that movie.
Yeah. This is tickets to our boat bash. Hi, Emily.
Hi.
So it's a radio recast this morning. We've recasted ourselves as two brand new celebrities in what movie?
In The Jungle Book.
Ah, the classic.
The classic
Jungle Book. Absolutely.
Nice job. Woo! You got it.
Because we're so amazing.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Boy, Fat Albert was amazing.
Oh, he was. Yeah.
Thank you, girl. Thank you.
All right. Well, listen, you're going to have so much fun with us, man. We're taking the boat out on June 28th, the Betty Lou. We've got it all reserved. Yeah. We've got music. We've got alcohol. We've got drinks and food. And now you.
Fabulous.
Yeah. Yay. So you and a friend will be on this. So congratulations. Nice job. It was The Jungle Book. In case you missed it, now you have to tell us who did the worst impression, because they're going to have to talk us into a break here. So who was the worst today?
Do we really need to ask?
I was going to say, I'm sorry, Krista.
You know what, girl? It's okay.
Sorry. Great. All right. Hang on 1 second, sweetie. Okay. We can't wait to see you on the 28th. All right.
All right.
Hold on. No, she's sweet. We're helping.
I love it.
All right. So why don't you...
Really?
What doesn't Fat Albert talk about? Why don't you talk about the boat bash a little bit, Fat Albert?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be a good time. Oh, we're going to go on the Betty Lou. We're going to drink and dance with Fusion and have a great old time.
Wow.
Hey, hey, hey.
If it needs something hot.
Thanks for listening to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Thank you guys for listening to our podcast.
We absolutely love you. Huggies.
Yes, you can subscribe to it, download it, and love us because we love you right back.
Find all of this and more online at madtownjams.com.
Download the podcast now.